Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News every Thursday. She joins us for a bit of a preview. Think of this as the trailer for the paper, if you want to think of it that way. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, guess what? Today is the last day of school.
Wow. Woo-hoo! It sneaks up on me every year. I know there's graduations this weekend, and it still sneaks up on me every year.
I know. Last day of school, that means the traffic is going to calm down for a little while. So that'll be nice. But unfortunately, that means the beginning of hurricane season right around the corner, starting June 1st. But Santa Rosa County already putting all of their procedures in place, not just for hurricane season, but for any kind of disaster that could befall, you know, the area. They had an emergency operations meeting. They went through all their paces. They invited the media to come in. Melanie Cormody went up there. She was able to watch them in progress, trying to figure out, you know, how everything's going to coordinate. So I feel that we are in good hands with hurricane season.
Yeah, they did a drill with a satellite falling to Earth, and they even got some, I don't know, local radio host to do voice announcements for it.
Who was that?
I don't know. All I know is me playing them the next day got Kerry Smith panicked to jump out of the shower in the morning when he was listening to me the next day. Cracked me up.
Was it flying cars again?
Oh, that was so fun. That was great. Santa Rosa drama at the TPO, the twofold drama of the, you know, the shuffle over Highway 90, and then also the chairmanship being given back to Stephen Berry for a second year in a row when Kerry Smith was the vice chair, right?
Well, it seems like Colton Wright really aired some dirty laundry at the county commission meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He was very disappointed. He was out of town. He was in Washington, D.C. And so Bobby Burkett went to this meeting, and so did Ray Evington. And Mayor Heather Lindsay made a motion that they keep the chair of the TPO in Escambia County, when normally it would alternate between Escambia and Santa Rosa. And after she made the motion, Bobby Burkett seconded it and didn't realize until after Colton got back, he said, "Why would you give up our seat at the table? We were going to have the opportunity to be the chair for the next 365 days and hopefully get more done in Santa Rosa County, but you voluntarily gave this up." And Bobby Burkett said, "You know, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that was what was going on." So it was kind of you could tell that Colton was very unhappy about it.
I think that there's going to be the next meeting with the TPO, they're definitely going to talk about the project priorities again. Escambia commissioners have already said so. And I would not be surprised if they also have a conversation about changing the chair to be Kerry Smith. I would actually expect that to be the case. But, well, you know, you never know until government actually gets into the business of doing what it does. Gulf Breeze High School, organization, won a big award, right?
Yes, the Air Force Junior ROTC at Gulf Breeze High School, they were very happy because they got recognized as one of only 5% of all of the Air Force and Space Force JROTC units that won this award. And so it is the Silver Star of Community Service with Excellence Award. So they are very, very proud of that. This is a huge award for all of the students who participate. I mean, it is rare to get this award. We've got more details on it. And, of course, congratulations to them. There's so many great things in this paper, especially we've got the names of all of the graduates for the class of 2026.
Oh, nice.
And congratulations to them. They're going to be graduating tomorrow, and so very excited for all of them, and kudos. And of course, we have tons more information about hurricane preparedness. If you are new to the area, perhaps you've maybe never been through a situation where you've had to be prepared to get in the car in case you have to evacuate, or what to bring. We have a whole list of all of that in there. The Florida chief financial officer, who is also the state fire marshal came down to visit Midway Fire, and he also talked to them about hurricane preparedness. So we have a lot in there. You know, we hope we don't ever have to use it, but, you know, as they say, be prepared.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's always a good reminder, even for those of us who have been through a hurricane, and, you know, just remember what you got to, because your life changes. You know, some of the things that you didn't have to worry about before, you may have to worry about now. Maybe you've got a pet, or maybe you've got more documents that you need to get, change of insurance or whatever. You just may need to be thinking ahead.
And it's the stuff that if you've lived here a while, you might have forgotten over time, little reminders of key ingredients that make sense. That's interesting. You know, it's funny because we always forget like that the Secretary of Agriculture is also over like the gasoline and over the firearms, and that Blazing Goldie, the CFO, is also the state fire marshal. It's a good reminder that we've got kind of this hackneyed cabinet of different roles all shoved together. You also have a story about how summer meals for students start on the 1st, which is, of course, school's out, so we got to start feeding the kids in the summer. Gulf Breeze High School, second in Florida 6A Academic Team Championship. We don't talk about academic accomplishments enough. And Splash, right, is inside and on newsstands?
That's right. June Splash is out, and so we are very excited about that. And, of course, pick one up in case you are out and about, and visit some of our advertisers. And, of course, if you have something that you'd like to let our readers know, give us a call. We'll be happy to put it into our July issue. Should be a very big one because of the Blue Angels and the 4th of July and the peak of summer and everything. And it's always a great place to learn how to, where to shop, dine, and play in Northwest Florida. Distributed from Pensacola to Navarre Beach.
Outstanding.
So it's a great, great publication. Yeah, absolutely.
Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out every Thursday. Like I said, we get a little bit of a preview, a trailer of it Thursday morning always. Lisa, thanks for the time. Thanks for what you do to inform us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free. Great job so far this morning, but if you're on 98 westbound...
You're so encouraging. I love it.
So far.
Good job. You do such a good job. You're the good girl. Who's a good girl?
I'm training a puppy, so I'm having...
Are you?
Yes.
What would you get?
Remember the little Yorkie?
Oh, yeah. I can hear that in my head. Go on.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, 98 westbound headed into Gulf Breeze. Just a few minute delay there, but I just wanted you to be aware. But other than that, we are good. It's a good Andrew. John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
Good job, John. Get a treat. Good job, John. Who wants a treat? You do. All right.
Look, if you're new to the show and you might be wondering,
I'm sorry.
What in the hell? I'll give you my philosophy in a nutshell, okay? This is my radio philosophy in a nutshell. Point one, tell the truth. Point two, know as much as I possibly can so that I can teach you the stuff that you need to know. So you arrive at work knowing. And number three, have fun. That's it. I want you to have fun. If we make you laugh, we win. You'll be happier. You'll be a better human being. That's it. That's the whole philosophy. Oh, and be a real person. Like, don't pretend to be something that you're not, and don't pretend. This is the voice of the news. Like all that.
That
nonsense.
Was pretty good. hold on. Like, we got to get David in here.
Prairie Dog David Wayne popped up from the news hole over there to look oddly at me. What did I do wrong?
Well, no, I just felt attacked.
But you don't talk like that either. You do the news like a normal person.
I am the news.
You're not the voice of the drama.
With your news.
Coming up in 14 minutes. I'll tell you the thing that I could have told you right now and didn't.
Okay, fair point. I try not to do that. That is right.
All right. Where was I going with all that? Anyway, if you have a complex system in your home that needs repair or replace, the air conditioning, the heating, the electrical or the plumbing, a generator issue, maybe you want to have one installed. I don't know. Peden takes care of all that stuff for you. Ever since 1969, Robert Peden started this company in Panama City to do air conditioning and heating, and expanded both in product service and also in geography. Did so well because, gosh, people in Florida want to stay cool in the summer. Amazing, right? But they expanded to the east of Tallahassee into that dreaded eastern time zone. They don't know we exist, and we can say they don't exist, right? I mean, why not? And then, you know, Pensacola, of course, and Baldwin County and Mobile in the last couple of years all the way across the state line. So two time zones, two states, all along the Gulf Coast. Peden will take care of you with good products, good people, good installation, 100% satisfaction guaranteed on the work. And this spring... you get 2 years of smart care for free with your new air conditioning system purchase from Peden. And hey, you know, the time to buy it is before the, you know, before the weather gets really bad. And it's like, almost there. Scheduled maintenance, priority service. That means you go to the top of the line when a lot of people are clamoring for it. 15% off repairs all included. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m. Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Recognize that clip, I bet. It's not a commonly played clip. That's from the very beginning of Idiocracy. Which, you know, Idiocracy is famous for electrolytes and it's got what plants crave, Rondo and all that. The most important part of Idiocracy is what happens in the first 3 minutes when they explain how, you know, the smart, refined, intelligent, responsible people wait until they're 30 and then they have one kid. And then, you know, not to stereotype, but well, let's just say the other end of the spectrum is just out there making babies with 18 different baby mamas. And, you know, guess who overpopulates and guess what happens to the gene pool over time? That's the part you should pay attention to. Anyway, let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with headlines for us now here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dramatic intro I've ever had.
You didn't know I had news anchor gear, did you?
Boy, we're gonna have to put you on some news shifts.
No, because I'd have to do that nonsense, and you know, and I would want to. If I were to do news anchoring, I would do it just the way I do this show. Exactly the way I do this show.
That might be the way to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, like it.
Let's have some fun. Make it interesting.
Well, so in our headlines today, Iran fired a missile towards an American airbase in Kuwait yesterday. This is hours after U.S. strikes near the Strait of Hormuz. Kuwaiti defenses intercepted that missile. There were no injuries reported. Both Iran and the U.S. are accusing each other of violating the ceasefire, which I'm amazed is still holding up with all of that.
Can you say it is?
Well, I mean,
at what point is a ceasefire not a ceasefire anymore?
Well, it's not like pre-ceasefire where there were
full-blown bombing and military operations.
The Federal Aviation Administration has now ordered SpaceX to investigate why its Starship booster crashed into the Gulf of Mexico during a test flight last week. The FAA says the mishap on May 22nd involving the Super Heavy booster caused no injuries or public damage, but the agency will oversee the company's investigation before approving any future flights. And a Google employee being charged with fraud after using inside information to make $1 million on Polymarket. Google software engineer Michelle Spinolo.
I like Spinolo.
There's never somebody in one of these stories that just has the name Smith. So anyway, was charged
apparently
in New York.
Her side hustle is she works in frozen yogurt. Spend Froyo?
Nicely,
nobody? All right, go
nicely
on. Sorry.
Done.
My
nicely
joke
done. Was charged in a New York federal court with fraud and money laundering. The complaint says he used an account under the name Alpha Raccoon to correctly bet that Google's most searched person in 2025 would be the singer known as David, but not spelled David, spelled with a four.
DeForvid?
DeForvid, yeah. Which is different than DeFivid or DeThreevid. Yeah.
A dollar sign app Rocky. You know, they should definitely put us in charge of all of the announcing for the award shows.
I think so. I think we'd do very well at it.
I just think we'd say the... I mean, you spelled it that way. Why do I have to say it as if it's not spelled the way you spelled it?
I'm a very literal reader.
Aaron. D-nice. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has traffic on the five. Oh, somebody says, you know, when it first came out, Idiocracy was funny. Now it's just frightening. Yeah, well, I mean, you're not wrong. Go ahead, John.
All right, if you're on Highway 90 right now in front of the Walmart Supercenter there on by Pace Lane, we've got an accident that just happened and is starting to slow down traffic in both the east and westbound directions. So you definitely want to be aware of that and plan that into your commute. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Interesting couple of notes we got from Eric Gilmore, who's the director of public safety for Escambia County at Thursday's County Commission meeting, talking about lifeguards at Perdido Key, at Johnson Beach, you know, the other Escambia County, so to speak, because we think about Pensacola Beach as primary, but, you know, lifeguards are in other places.
So we have lifeguards at Johnson's Beach that start early in May, and Johnson's Beach has three lifeguards, two in a tower, one in a truck, and they rove around, and they do help out. They do go off Johnson's Beach and helps out, but it's obviously, it's not enough, honestly. But starting this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, we'll have the tower should be out there. The tower is out there on the beach. I was told by AJ that we got the tower on the beach at Beach Access 2, and we'll have two lifeguards in that tower and a truck roving patrol at one, two, three, and four, roving back and forth. So we'll have a total of six lifeguards out there at Perdido Key, three on Johnson's Beach, and three at Beach Access 2.
Roaming around to the various beach accesses. So that's good news.
We have five full-time lifeguards. That's year-round. And we only have five. The rest of our staff, around 62 other people, they make up their students. They're high school students or college students, and we have to wait on them. But I only have five full-time lifeguards, and they do the planning year-round to get ready and ramped up for the upcoming beach season. So that's where we are.
And that's a good reminder that, you know, the vast majority of the lifeguards are college kids. You know, or some high school kids, okay, but they're not, you know, they're not working as lifeguards until we get into summer, until they're out of school, basically. And there's only five of them that are, you know, sort of permanent staff or whatever. Oh, I have a great story. This is one of those, like, it really makes you happy about how somebody handled a thing. Do you remember the reporter? We talked about this on Monday. Remember that we had the shooting at the White House, okay, where this guy runs up on the Secret Service and opens fire with the pistol. They kill him. Big barrage of gunfire. And you remember the video of the NBC4 reporter who was befuddled by the sound? Remember? And she looked so befuddled and confused, and the videographer is there. It sounds like fire. He was the guy she should have been able to count on. Her name is Julie Tsirkin, and she has been, what's the word I want? Savaged on social media because, you know, there's one meme of her wearing a Roman centurion's hat in front of the tomb. What is that? You know, and there's one of her in front of, like, Godzilla and a war going on behind her. What is that? You know, like, it's all the things that you should have known were there and the reaction of, what is that? I don't know what is that? But here's what I love about this story. How did she respond to it? She posted on Twitter a picture of herself looking at the meme of her wearing the Roman centurion's hat in front of the empty tomb. And she's got a smile on her face and she's just kind of demonstrating it like, here, look at this. And she says, I'm glad I could take one for the team with at NBC SNL on summer break. Thanks for the memes, Internet. I hope you'll stick around for the reporting.
Not bad.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Yep. That's the only way to respond.
Exactly.
Embrace it. Celebrate it. defang it. You are internet famous forever now, and just be like, cool. And also, hey, I'm a person who does reporting. You know, why don't you stick around for that too? Just massive respect for her. That's outstanding. What was the other one that I was going to tell you about? Oh, interesting study shows that praying for a patient for 5 minutes in order to have them reduced pain and reduced anxiety, just to pray over them after they have their, you know, their doctor's visit, dramatically improves their pain and anxiety. Even if they don't believe in prayer, even if they're not religious, just regardless. So they had people go outside these, you know, the doctor's rooms when they were leaving, they would offer them the option to get prayed for them. And, you know, they basically lay hands on them and, you know, not lay hands like in the, you know, formal way you might see at a Pentecostal church, but just kind of, you know, touching them. Christian prayer from a trained volunteer. The other half in the control group listened to soft music. People who received prayer reported greater drops in both pain and anxiety. And for anxiety, the gains lasted for up to 2 to 6 weeks afterwards. Even for people who do not believe in religion, even for people who do not have any particular belief, it still worked for them. Now, the one thing I would say is always be cautious getting excited about how a study or a scientific research paper justifies a belief you believed by faith, because you always have to be open to then losing that belief if new science comes around. But it's okay to say, hey, they got it right. Well done. Prayer works.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Iran will either make a deal or the U.S. will finish the job, says President Trump, while U.S. forces launch more defensive strikes against Iran attack drones. And the president warns Oman not to join Iran tolling the Strait of Hormuz or will blow up Oman.
It's got to be perfect. I'm not going to do this. I didn't do this to get a crummy agreement.
While an Iranian official claims Tehran won't back down from its red lines over controlling the Strait of Hormuz and the right to enrich uranium. Homeland Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen warns sanctuary politicians like New Jersey's Governor Mikey Sherrill he may have to pull airport customs agents from major hubs like Newark if the states keep blocking ICE cooperation.
I'm going to have to pull Customs and Border Protection officers out of being able to process international flights and put them helping our ICE agents.
After Democrat Governor Sherrill and two senators joined ICE protests in Newark, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got sunshine. It is 79 degrees, looking like a beautiful morning out there, and we're going to get a look at our forecast in a couple of minutes. State Representative Alex Andrade says Florida's governor dropped a major property tax elimination proposal yesterday on legislators, and they're expected to vote on that next week. Andrade says the plan right now doesn't have any mechanism to replace the billions of dollars it would strip from local governments and school districts.
There is a discussion about us setting up some type of a state fund, but we don't have the money in our state budget to supplement and offset local governments to this extent. So it's unclear to me what we'd be doing. And keep in mind, the governor proposing this is not going to be the governor having to address any unforeseen or foreseen problems that this referendum would create if it would pass.
And Andrade says Escambia schools could lose more than $70 million in year one. Santa Rosa County, nearly $40 million with the proposal, including the school board share of ad valorem taxes being eliminated. The homestead exemption would rise from $50,000 to $150,000 in January of next year, then $250,000 in 2028 before eventually being fully eliminated. Under the proposal, new residents in the state would have to live in Florida for 5 years before receiving the full benefit. And again, legislators will be discussing that at a special session beginning next Monday. Well, in Century, they're in the middle of a big infrastructure overhaul and not costing the town a whole lot of money. More than $23 million worth of water, wastewater, and transportation projects currently underway in the city, funded almost entirely by state grants and low-interest loans with principal forgiveness. Some of that work includes the town's wastewater treatment plant, well rehabilitation, water meter replacements, and that new bridge on Freedom Road. Most of the projects so far are more than halfway done. Downtown Milton has flooded before. City leaders hoping to make sure that doesn't happen again. The proposed state budget includes nearly $90,000 for portable flood barriers along the Blackwater River. That's where parts of the city went underwater in 2020. The barriers can hold back up to 40 inches of water. The legislature is expected to vote on the budget tomorrow. Two Pensacola women previously charged with neglecting young foster children are now facing aggravated child abuse charges. Escambia deputies say that Denisha Blunt and Antonania Williams were not only responsible for not getting medical treatment for the kids, they believe they caused the injuries themselves. Blunt's being held on $1 million bond, Williams on $500,000. And a Miami federal judge considering whether to keep a 16-year-old accused of murder on a Carnival cruise ship out of jail while the case proceeds. Timothy Hudson faces adult federal charges of first-degree murder and aggravated sexual abuse in the death of his stepsister, Anna Kepner, aboard the cruise ship in international waters. Prosecutors are pushing to have his house arrest order revoked. No ruling has been announced by the judge. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Just one accident on the books right now. It's happening on Highway 90 in front of the Walmart Supercenter right there by Pace Lane. Seeing traffic is starting to back up just a little bit, but it is flowing. So good news on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have a 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 82 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Friday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Heading into Saturday, 50% chance of rain, high near 84. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, sunshine, we've got 79 degrees here across the area. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime. And your money now this hour. Markets down at the opening bell today. Our Dow is down about 0.4%, 50,457.2 right now. S&P down about 0.1% at 75,1166. The NASDAQ down just over 0.1% as well at 26,637.06. Looking at that 10-year bond rate this morning, up a bit, 4.489% today. Commodities, gold prices down 1970 at 44.61.80. Silver is down 91 cents at 73.98. Looking at those oil prices today, West Texas Intermediate up 208, 90.76 a barrel. Brent crude is up 181, 96.10 per barrel at the moment. And crypto down across the board today. Bitcoin down over 2,100, 72,751.54. Looking at our fuel prices, national average is down today at 4.42 a gallon. Florida statewide average currently at 421, down from 427 yesterday. And looking around our local area, we are seeing prices around 390 a gallon, looks like, around most of Escambia County. A few places over on the west side of town, 385, 387. Up on 9 Mile, looks like I see one station there. We're up over by the airport at 369. Also, several prices around 377. Now, looking in Milton, we're seeing 387 for most of the stations. Down in Navarre, we've one station all the way up at 419. Another station, the lowest price in Navarre, right around 387 a gallon. And that's going to be over past the Tiger Point area. So that's what our local gas prices are looking like for today. Taking a look at our financial headlines. Well, maybe not. The computer does not seem to be cooperating with me, but that's our Your Money Now. Your next news is at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policy as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hurricane season begins June 1st, but preparation starts now. Florida's severe weather season is underway, and the same steps that help you prepare for hurricanes, making a plan, gathering supplies, and staying informed, also help protect you during severe weather today. For simple step-by-step guidance, visit floridamakeaplan.com. One plan can help you prepare for many storms. Brought to you by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the University of Florida, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I'm in between two questions, which are the same question. It's just a question of the bigger question or the smaller question, okay? So here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to tell you, and then you can answer it how you want. And then we'll do a little guidance, all right? Tell me something that was true in 1990 that is not true today. Or 80. It's not so specific to 1990. I'm just, you know, looking back before some of the modern technology. And I'll give you the one that we got to thinking about this because we were talking about, you know, the mayor and working on the fiber phone lines and, you know, or the fiber lines being pulled. And somehow or other, we got to talking about the fact that they had given out an 800 number for the contact if there's a problem and how it used to be back in the day that, you know, again, this is for anybody under 30, you're not going to even believe this is true, but it used to be that it depended where you were calling, whether you had to pay or not. You know, local calls were free. Calls to other area codes were long distance, and you had to pay for those. So it was special when you could call an 800 number because that was a free long distance call. And then you also had the 900 numbers where you paid to get lots of stuff. Anyway, and there's just a lot of phone-related things that have changed that people maybe don't believe anymore. And I think you could probably make this whole segment about just differences in phones and phone calls today versus back then. But I don't want to limit it to that. So that was kind of the genesis of this, and we had this conversation earlier today. So tell me something that was true back in, you know, 1980, 1990. Doesn't matter which. They were both a long time ago. And it's not true today. I tend to want to make it phone specific, but it doesn't have to be phone specific. So, John, do you have one for me?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, 437-1620, 437-1620.
Not carrying around CDs or cassettes anymore.
Oh.
I was going through my dad's stuff,
and there was just a book of CDs.
The old CD wallet?
Yes.
Or the CD visor?
Oh, the visor, yes.
In your car? Yes.
Yep.
And being worried in the summer that it would get too hot,
I
and
know.
they would warp, and so you'd carry it in and out.
And along don't with touch your, the CD as you put
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, because it's very delicate. Along with the pull-out radio.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
that we if you had were really cool, you'd carry around with you wherever you went to prove that you were rich enough to afford a pull-out radio. Alpine. Okay. Yeah, physical CDs and tapes and vinyl and all that, as opposed to just. And but that's true, like movies. Physical VHS tapes, physical laser discs. You know, any of those, right? Or as you say, going to a store to rent a movie.
Oh, I know.
As opposed to even when it was like Netflix, used to be mail movies, used to get DVDs in the mail. You may not believe me, but Netflix wasn't always a streaming company because there was a time when we did not have streaming.
What?
When the internet was dial-up and
you've got mail
and discs to install it on your home computer, and you would wait for an individual photo to load.
Oh, yes.
Let alone that you can just stream on your phone Netscape anything you want to watch in high definition.
Netscape Navigator.
There you go. Netscape. All right. 437-1620. You get the gist of this. It doesn't have to be necessarily even technology. It could be kind of anything. I just think it's a then and now question, and probably I've asked it too broadly. But PJ, do you have one that comes to mind?
You actually took both of mine.
Oh,
which
sorry.
Which was the VHS tape and the VHS tower.
All right.
And then dial up for internet. Mm-hmm. Now it's just on your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else going on? I know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal yours. We just got to going.
Yeah, he did.
He took all my ideas.
Sure enough, did.
He does it all the time.
He's sitting in for Meg today. So if you have another one, you can jump in with it later. 437-1620. That's the question of the day. John Pickens has traffic on the five. John?
That's right. Still working that accident that happened on Highway 90 in front of the Super Walmart. It's off to the side of the road, and I'm not seeing any delays associated with it right now. Traffic is back flowing smoothly there. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives. Traffic is brought to you by Florida West. Economic development is about building our economy for all our current and future residents, presented by the Florida West Economic Development Alliance.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. You made it so dramatic, I thought there was more to come. Okay, fair enough. All right.
If you
need that next vehicle, or you're thinking about it, or maybe you're kind of putting off thinking about it because you know it's such a dreadful process, the cost and the change and the looking and the frustration and the people. So go to Frontier Motors. They've got a smorgasbord, a veritable buffet of good quality used cars. Almost new, not brand new, almost new, one owner, maybe two. 10,000 to 40,000 miles, 1 to 4 years young, in great condition. They warranty everything to 10 years or 100,000 miles. But mostly what makes them different is not the product, although it's good prices, good products, okay? It's really the way they treat you. The philosophy is we're going to treat you in such a way that you want to come back again and again and again, instead of we're going to treat you in such a way that we can just, you know, get as much as we can from you this time because you're never coming back here again. No, they, you know, treat you well. Create customers for life. And it shows. And, you know, this is why you see bumper stickers and license plate frames and people talking about Frontier. And, like, why I advertise for them, because I had such a great experience. I thought, this is different. I want people to know about this. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the phones, 437-1620. Text me your answer to the following question. Something was different in 1980 or 1990 than today. And I guess I was kind of thinking specifically about phones and technology. We could probably do the whole segment on phones alone.
Oh, yeah, we could.
There was a time when you paid with a thing called a coin.
I know, and it had a cord attached to it.
In a public place called a payphone. And, you know, if you were really desperate, you might knock on somebody's front door and ask to borrow their landline phone.
Oh.
And if you went out in the country and you saw a mountain, you memorized it with your eyes because you didn't have a phone. You probably didn't have a camera. You didn't have any of that stuff. Okay, we'll go back. Let's see. Somebody says communism was the enemy. That's funny. Now they're just teaching the kids literature. Let's see. Somebody says when you checked for messages. Oh.
Voicemail.
No. Before
like
voicemail.
Answering machines. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Voicemail was the digital version, which we still have.
Answering machines.
And it was so exciting when you could call in from another phone somewhere else and remotely check your tape on your answering machine for messages.
You would listen to see if you want to pick them up.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, you would screen. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Now we just screen it by looking at who's calling. Nope, not doing that one. let's see. Using beepers, absolutely. Beepers. Pluto was a planet. Yeah, that's hokey pokey a little bit. Used to be able to have comfort from your pet rock. Okay, that's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Blockbuster Video slogan, be kind, rewind.
Or you'll charge me $5.
We used to joke, I used to work at Blockbuster, right in the age before DVDs were becoming popular, mm-hmm. and we started to get those, and we'd tell people, oh, you didn't rewind your DVD? Anyway.
That's $5.
Back then, everybody knew what a woman was. Yeah,
well, you know, you're right.
That's true. Even Supreme Court justices. Let's see. Hi, you have a collect call from Mom. Come pick me up at the bowling alley. I love that ad. There's an ad for that where the father, the message is, you've got a call from. We had a baby. It's a boy. You know.
That commercial. Oh my gosh.
Because you had to pay for calls, and so you avoided that. Seatbelt shoulder straps. We still have those. How about seatbelts when they were only a lap belt? Or
a lap belt, yeah.
Or before seatbelts.
Whoa.
Anybody remember the bench seat across the big, sedans? And, you were lucky if you found a seatbelt. Maybe they didn't even have one. Let's see. Had an 8-track. Oh, and about 50 tapes as we were transitioning to CDs. All right. When you called a business and a person answered.
Oh, yes.
5 years ago. That's so 2020. Well, 2019, I guess. COVID and 20 probably stopped a lot of that. If you miss something on TV. Oh, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. If you miss something on TV, you missed it.
You did.
You had to watch it. You know what I always think is amazing? I'm off the track, but it's okay. I always think it's amazing that when there were only 3 or 4 channels, okay, 3 and then Fox came, whatever, but basically 3 channels. Nevertheless, we all knew that Love Boat was the show we were all going to watch. We all knew that MASH was the show we were going to watch.
And it came on at a certain time right, that you will sit down.
You couldn't watch a second show. You couldn't. There was no VCR. And so you watched the show. And somehow we all knew that Dallas was the show we were watching. Whatever the other 2 shows were, we were watching that. I thought that was, that's a weird thing when you think about it. 437-1620. If you were too slow to dial, the phone company would punish you with that horrible sound. You'd try over.
Punishment.
If you made a mistake, you had to start over. Had to dial 1. It's still in your phone a lot of times. The 1, it still adds it. It's kind of funny because the 800 number for the company that's doing the fiber installation, they gave out it, and it's a 1-800. I think, who even dials the 1 anymore? Let's see. Yeah, long-distance calls costing per minute. I know people have a hard time believing that, but it's true. Remember peak and prime and off-peak pricing for long distance?
Oh, yes.
When you try to make all your calls. What was it, Sunday night? Was that the time? I'm trying to remember now. Saturdays and Sundays were different. And I think it was Sunday night
when it was free or really cheap.
Then you had prepaid phone cards. Remember the brief flirtation with prepaid phone cards?
Oh, yeah.
Right before cell phones came out. Right around the same time as cell phones came out. 437-1620. Going to the record store to look in their catalog to figure out a song name. Oh, same in the video store. We had a big book that had, it was IMDb in print. And so it was all of who was the actors? What were their movies? Who were the directors? What were their movies? What was the production company? All of that stuff. And we would look it up. And you had to actually memorize things. Oh, that was a big difference. Do you remember before the internet when we knew stuff? Vaguely, vaguely. Yeah, no TSA.
Oh, that is true.
I know you won't believe me. They didn't have metal detectors when you got on a plane.
Nope.
And you could smoke on the plane.
Well, yeah.
Or the McDonald's. You could smoke in the McDonald's. You could smoke in the office. You could probably drink in the office at a certain time. I don't know if you were doing it in 1990, but you could definitely smoke in the office. Let's see. Oh, calling for the weather. Or calling for the movie times. Or calling for the time. You would I know. This is so. How old are you? You called a phone number to find out what the official time was if you weren't sure. The 8-year-old in the car is like, no, they didn't.
They're like, yes, they did.
Yes, we did. And probably if it's an 8-year-old, mom is too young to remember. Call grandma. She'll remember. 437-1620. 1980, long hair. 2026, longing for hair. I like that. not being able to order groceries to be delivered. That's nice when I'm sick to get my groceries delivered. I remember Napster and renting a VCR. Oh, man. CD-ROMs and floppy disks for games and computer programs. And that was a whole evolutionary process, too, because you had the 5 1/4 inch, and then you had the 3 1/2 inch, mm-hmm. and then you had the little disk and sometimes the mini disks. And then eventually they're like, you don't need a disk drive at all. Just download it, bro. Paper textbooks. Oh, I still love paper books. I do. I hate the e-reader, any of that stuff. And I read it in paper. You ought to have a library. Finding a payphone to return the call from a pager. Oh, absolutely. 437-1620. You couldn't borrow somebody's phone, so you'd have to knock on the door to ask them to use their phone or ask a business.
We'd actually have to talk to someone.
Oh, here's one. Credit card imprinters.
Oh, yes.
Where you shoo-shoo, you know, where it's got the triplicate. And then what did you have to do if you were the cashier? Do you remember?
You had to
call the credit card company to verify they had the funds available to make the transaction before there was computer. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
I remember that.
I just remember the shoo-shoo part.
Oh, man. Anyway, I think we've done it. I was looking over I made a big list, and I came out with all kinds of things. But I thought there was one more rotary phones, corded phones, shared phones, the family phone. Having to call and ask for a person because it wasn't their phone. It was the family phone. You know, hey, is Jimmy there?
Andrew?
Yeah, and then you were taught to answer a phone properly. You know, Johnson residence.
This is Dave Johnson.
Dave speaking. All right, we'll move on. I'm Andrew McKay. That was your nostalgia trip for the day.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Lunch was great, but this traffic is awful.
Can we stop at a bathroom?
Are you all right?
I keep having stomach issues after eating, like diarrhea, gas and bloating, abdominal pain, and sometimes oily stools.
Sound familiar? Those stomach issues may actually be a pancreas issue called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Creon pancrolipase may help manage EPI. Creon is a prescription medicine used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you are allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. Call 800-633-9110 or visit creoninfo.com to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
I'm asking my doctor about EPI and if Creon could help.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Ricky Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Oh, just a quick follow-up from before when we were talking about things that were true in the 90s that are not true today, or 80. And we were talking about calling to get, like, the movie times or the time or whatever. I guess you can still call 432-7411 in order to get information. You know, remember you used to call, before there was Google, there was just you call for information. You know, and right. I guess you were told you had to pay for that.
Well, if you dialed 411,
yeah, which became 411, right?
Right, then you had to pay for it.
Very good. All right, did we do traffic? Do I owe you a traffic?
Oh yeah, you owe me.
Fine, do it.
All right, brought to you by
Anderson
Subaru. All right, let's see here. No accidents to report to you or delays. Looks like I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. So we were talking at length with Alex Andrade earlier today about the proposal on the table, what I think is it's a crazy hackneyed proposal. It's a bunch of different weird things. This is going to be, his numbers were $40 million or so in Santa Rosa. That'd be school board and county, because both are targeted in the homestead tax exemption. And in Escambia, it's more like 70. And, you know, we're obligated to provide certain classroom size, so that's going to be interesting to see how that manages, how that gap is made up. Basically, it would go from, in next year, it would go up to $150,000 homestead exemption from the 50 you get now. First 25 and then the third 25, from 50 to 75 of value. So it would go to 150, then it would go to 250, and then eventually it would ratchet it up to different accounts, 500 or entirely. I've read the bill. It's a very confusing bill. So it's a big exemption. The governor is leaving office. One theory about this is get the budget signed tomorrow, and then the governor holds the line item veto threat over any legislator that doesn't go for his tax proposal, because he's going to have the tax proposal vote next week. Very interesting politics. 92.